All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to Titan Talk Tuesday, early edition with me, John, CEO and founder of Titan Medical Center. I appreciate all you guys joining me in. I apologize not giving you guys an earlier notice that it was going to be this early. I put on the page, I'd be going on a little bit. I just didn't know when it was going to be. I'm flying out today, so I want to make sure I at least got the Titan Talk in with you guys. I was supposed to do my earlier one with Mike, but Michael Hearn's sick today. So at that point, I'm just going to do our Titan Talk early today as far as ours. And go over everything with you guys, all the information, everything that's going on with Titan Medical Center. And obviously, listen, every week on Titan Talk, I cover the therapy of the week. And I've got a short time with you guys, so I'm going to do a Q&A with you guys. And you guys would like to know about Titan Medical Center, how we can help you guys look better, feel better, and perform better with HRT, hormone replacement therapy, medical weight loss, vitamin amino acid injectable therapies, rejuvenation detox, libido enhancers, peptide therapies, blood work, and everything else that comes along with making you guys healthier, better, and perform at your very best. So at that point, we're going to talk about one. We're going to talk about the therapy of the week, which is our Aries injectable weight loss therapy, semaglutide. And semaglutide has been around for a little bit now. And semaglutide has been a game changer for people that want weight loss, for patients that have never been able to get to their, you know, their goal, weight, right? Where they want to be aesthetically or health-wise. And that's what really goes back and forth on and on, right? I see a lot of people out there that are against using these weight loss medications. And I see a lot of people that are for them, right? And I'm for them, right? So, and I'll talk about testosterone here in one second, Vince. Let me just go over that and I'll talk about testosterone because that's another great therapy. It's FDA approved too as well. So, you know, with semaglutide, you know, it's getting a bad name, but some people, I don't know why. Some people are like, oh, yeah, it caused all these problems and stuff like that. There's a low percentage of people that experience any issues with semaglutide. And a lot of patients overdose themselves on semaglutide and take too much, which can cause issues with their body, whether it's slowing down the digestion too much, getting too much nausea. You know, there's a couple different categories that happens. So at that point, listen, semaglutide is a tool that can be used efficiently, effectively, and it works very, very well for the masses of people. There are a couple contraindications like thyroid nodules and stuff like that that would not make you a good candidate for semaglutide. And the biggest negative things that I'm hearing about semaglutide are when you stop taking semaglutide, you're going to gain all the weight back. Well, yeah, if you're not changing your life in a healthy lifestyle and you're not doing the right things, of course, you're going to have a rebound effect. You're going to have a yo-yo effect. You're going to go down, come back up. That means you're going to lose weight. And then, you know, when you stop the medication and you haven't changed anything in your lifestyle, your eating habits, your exercise habits, your sleeping habits, drinking water, you're going to start gaining weight back. Of course, 1,000,000%. And then I have people complaining about Ozempic face, Ozempic butt. And if you guys don't know what that is, so people that get on this medication, they can lose weight pretty quick. And when they lose weight pretty quick, whether it's in their face or their butt, you know, if they don't fill those areas out in one way or another, they're going to have issues, right? Like saggy skin. And that's where the Ozempic face and the Ozempic butt and all that get the bad rap from. But really, is it a bad rap or is it people just, you know, losing weight too quick and not doing the right things? You know, I tell everybody out there, I'm like, listen, losing weight is one thing, right? And we know cardiovascular activity is going to be great. We know pairing it with semaglutide or tirzepatide or one of these great weight loss medications is going to work even better. But you have to start incorporating some sort of weightlifting. And I'm not talking about training for Olympia or powerlifting where you think you have to go in there and you have to lift a whole bunch of weight. It's not about that. It's really getting in there and pushing yourself progressively, progressive load, whatever that load is. You can start at 10 pounds and start working your way up, 12 pounds, 15 pounds, 20, and so on, week by week, day by day, month by month, year by year. And you progressively get stronger. You're going to feel out your body better. You're going to get more muscle definition, and it's going to be great. So semaglutide or Aries injectable weight loss therapy, therapy of the week, discount, no blood work needed. Call or text 727-389-3220, and we'll be able to help you guys out. And we have a whole bunch of other different regimens, protocols, and things that could possibly help you too. When you get on the consultation with a medical provider, you can talk about some of these different things that you might want to be achieving health-wise or aesthetic-wise, or you know, you want something better as far as mental clarity, better performance in the bedroom, more energy outside, all these different things we can cover, and our medical provider would be happy to go over that in the consult with you. Okay, so that's just a great, great thing. So Let me answer the first question afterwards. And this was by Vincent. Vincent asked about what's up with Tessa Marlin. And then I'll get to the next one about BPC from Landon. Thoughts on BPC. Great therapies, both of them. Awesome peptide therapies. And it feels like peptides are taking a front row seat in a lot of these different anti-aging and preventative things, right? So Tessa Marlin. Let's talk about Tessa Marlin because this is a game-changer therapy. And if you haven't heard of it, listen up because you will be interested in this after I talk about it. So Tessa Marlin is an FDA-approved peptide therapy, and it's a GHRH peptide therapy. So it's a growth hormone-releasing hormone peptide therapy, which is awesome. So what does that mean? It means it's going to naturally raise your own growth hormone in your body, which is going to create a great effect all the way around for anti-aging, health, aesthetic properties, as far as hair, skin, nails, better sleep, better performance outside, inside the bedroom, and being able to put on lean body mass and losing weight too as well. So lowering body fat, gaining lean body mass, and having an overall healthier life. This is a great thing. And as we get older, our growth hormone levels and all our other hormone levels start depreciating, start going down. And at that point, we start aging, we start withering, we start, you know, dying off basically, right? So these peptide therapies, especially with like Tessa Marlin, can help slow down the aging effect to help you feel younger longer. And, you know, we talk about chronological age and biological age. Chronological age is your number, 1, 2, 3, 4. So if you're 34 or 43 like me. But biological age is how long is your body aged? And there's a lot of people out there that take care of themselves that they might be 43, but their biological age might be in their 30s. So this is a game changer for you guys out there. Now, the other big effect for Tessa Marlin, this one is not done by any other peptides because there's only GHRH peptides out there that work very good. CHC-1295, Iperolin, MK-677, Semarolin, IGF-1, all these different things. But when we talk about specifically targeting visceral or belly fat, that's where Tessa Marlin really takes the first place prize. Because at that point, there's no other medication out there that I know of, and maybe you guys do, but I'm pretty well versed in medications that are out there, that target visceral fat. And visceral fat is the bad adipose tissue in the belly section, covering vital organs and such, and it's just not a good thing. So with that, that's where Tessa Marlin really takes cake. And, you know, as far as raising IGF-1 levels, growth hormone levels, being able to target visceral fat, improving sleep, improving all these other things outside, that's where you want to be at. That's really where it's at. So I'm on Tessa Marlin right now. It's been my second week. Everything's going pretty well, I think. At that point, I'm going to be just checking in with you guys and letting you guys know. Michael Hearn is definitely on Tessa Marlin now too as well. And we've got many other patients that have been on it for quite a while now. And they've been doing great and been reporting some really great results. So I'm a believer. And like I said, it's FDA approved. So it's not going away anytime soon like some of the other peptides could possibly be. All right. So let's talk about Landon. BPC, no blood work is needed for Tessa Marlin as well. All you have to do is fill out the new patient paperwork. You can find that on the website. Call or text 727-389-3220 if you have any more questions, concerns, or want to be a patient in anything that we offer. It doesn't have to be HRT. It doesn't have to be anything like that. It could be peptides. It could be ECAs. It could be blood work. Anything across the board, okay? So let's talk about BPC-157, Landon. All right, so BPC-157. Chris, and I'll get to you right afterwards about glutathione. So BPC-157, Body Protection Compound 157. So this is really cool because this is another peptide, right? And people ask me all the time, what are peptides? What are peptides? So peptides are a sequence of amino acids. That's it. There are certain sequenced amino acid sequence, and at that point, that's what makes that peptide is what it is. And with this, when we talk about BPC, BPC is a healing peptide, and it was isolated from the gastric juices in our stomach. Now, this is more of a site-specific therapy. What do I mean by that? I mean that when you inject it, you're going to want to inject closer to the area that you want healing or anything as far as what's going wrong. So if you have a shoulder issue, you're going to want to inject subcutaneously on your shoulder. If you have a bicep issue, somebody said that, right on the bicep, right there. Elbow issue, right in your elbow, right? And I have got some great tips for how to inject this because people are like, how do I pinch this and inject at the same time? If you have tennis elbow right here, you know, you're going to want to inject subcutaneously. If it's knee issues, whatever it is. So that's what it's going to be. With this, works very, very well. I've been using this for years now when I have injuries or any problems, chronic injuries that I have. Helps with inflammation right away. So when I wake up in the morning, my shoulders are very, very sore. I'm a long sleeper. I like to sleep on my sides. And at that point, what happens is I wake up very sore on some of those sides if I do. So with that, what happens is that at that point, I take BPC 157. I also take it along with TB 500. And immediately, I get relief. Relief of just the inflammation, which, you know, might be causing some of these problems in there too as well. And it works very well. Patients have been using it for everything across the board. Muscles, tendons, ligaments, you know, whether you had surgery and or road rash per se, and you have open wounds to help heal those wounds faster and stuff like that. BPC 157 is definitely going to be the way to go. No blood work is needed for BPC 157 either. So at that point, you can utilize it and not have to get blood work done. You just see the medical provider and you can order it. So at that point, if you guys are looking for a great healing peptide, BPC 157 is the way to go. If you're looking for something that is going to complement it, right, and that works systemically through the body, it means it works all over, wherever you inject. That's where TB 500 comes into play. And using these working together, they work together synergistically. So at that point, they're going to work a lot better for you if you use them both together. But if I had to use one or the other, it would probably be BPC 157, depending on what the injury or what the problem was. Okay. All right. So thoughts on glutathione, Chris. All right. So Chris, glutathione. So if you guys don't know glutathione is a super antioxidant, right? This is something that's produced in our liver naturally. And at that point, gets depleted through time, gets depleted if we're sick, gets depleted if we drink, smoke, anything that's a negative health lifestyle, it's going to deplete it. And at that point, what do we need it for? So it has a wide variety of different things that it can do. So one, it's an antioxidant. So what happens in our body is our body actually oxidizes on the inside. And if you want to think about what oxidation is, think about rust. On bumper, right? A bumper on a car or underneath the car. And if you lived up north, you had salt, or you drive on the beach all the time, you'll know. You better get that salt off because it will start pitting and it will start rusting, and that's the oxidation process that's happening. Same thing happens inside our body. I mean, we don't have rust inside our body, but this is the example I want to give of oxidation. And when we take an antioxidant, whether it's vitamin C or it's glutathione or whatever it is, it helps get rid of that oxidation, right? It keeps us healthy. Other thing, gets rid of free radicals in the body. Free radicals are everywhere. And we have to have some amount of free radicals in our body to be healthy, but we don't want an abundance of free radicals because this can make us unhealthy and actually change our DNA. So at that point, we don't want that. Now, the other good thing about glutathione is it's great for people when they get sick or as a preventative or proactively not wanting to get sick. So at that point, it's really good for that. Other thing it's good for, it's great for getting over a hangover. Or so if you go out late the night before, you've had a couple drinks, you feel like dog crap in the morning, take some glutathione, you'll definitely feel better. It's great for skin. It's great for sperm counts too as well. There's studies on that. So at that point, there's a lot of great benefits for glutathione. This does not require blood work either. It's very simple and easy to get. And this will benefit almost everybody out there, and there's hardly any contraindications or anything like that. So this is can be utilized by pretty much everybody. And all you have to do is fill out the new patient paperwork, see the provider, and you're good to go with glutathione. Vince, for tesamorelin. So tesamorelin, there's two doses. There's the 1 milligram and 2 milligram protocol. With that, it's $650 for the 1 month, 1 milligram, and for the upper 2 milligram dose, it's going to be $1,200. So at that point, if you're looking for the best GHRH out there that targets belly fat and visceral fat, then that's going to be the one way to go. All right. What do you think about hydroxine? New here, hope all is well. Hydroxine. I don't know what that is. Is that an over-the-counter fat burner? I don't know. 10 times roses. Appreciate it, Harper. Thank you. What do you think about the FDA banning it? So a couple of months ago, the FDA came out and said that most of these peptides that aren't FDA approved already, like tesamorelin, semaglutide, but BPC-157, TB-500, CAC-1295 with iperon, MK-677, GHKCU, all these things. They said, you know, basically that they were going to put it on the substitute banning list. That means that compound pharmacies could not compound it anymore. Now, this was a big issue, and a lot of people freaked out, including me, because I take a lot of peptides. A lot of our patients take a lot of peptides. So at that point, you know, what's happened is some pharmacies have pulled back. Some pharmacies have said, no, we're not pulling back. Patients really get a lot of relief or get a lot of great results with these peptides, and it's beneficial for patients. Why are we going to take them away? So at that point, that's where, you know, some of these pharmacies have said, you know what, we're not stopping. And I'm like, you know what? If you guys are going to keep making them, you know, our providers are going to keep prescribing them. So that's kind of where it's went right now. It's kind of up in limbo. So, yeah, I mean, I was upset about it. But at that point, we're still able to get these peptides from U.S. licensed pharmacies for human use, prescribed. I'm all for it. Research chemical sites, I am not for at all. So at that point, if you're utilizing them, I wouldn't. It's a risk. It's like playing Russian roulette. So at that point, I wouldn't do that. So we'll see what happens with the FDA. We'll see if they take this back. I know there's going to be a lot of people out there. I know there is right now that are fighting this. And we'll see what comes, okay? Gabapentin, long-term or no?
Unfortunately.
So gabapentin, usually there's a lot of people that don't take it long-term, but there are people that do take it long-term. And one person is my wife. After COVID, she's had this nervous system issue, and gabapentin's been the only thing with relief. So she's had to take it every single day. So at that point, it's been long-term. Now, was it supposed to be used for long-term use? I don't think so. So at that point, just be safe and follow what your provider says, okay? Good job. Appreciate it. I see one about do GHRH peptides negatively affect your heart? No, they don't. GHRH peptides aren't going to grow your heart, right? If you're on growth hormone and you're taking a lot of growth hormone, this can enlarge your heart and enlarge other organs or different things in the body. Where GHRH is usually, they don't overstimulate to that effect where you're going to grow a larger heart and such. So at that point, GHRH peptides, what we've seen, do not have any negative effect on the heart, okay? Chris, you're welcome, bro. Hassan, thank you. I appreciate it. TJ, know much about PT-141? Heard bad side effects. Listen, PT-141 is the truth. It's FDA approved too as well. So if you get it right, and there's a couple different transportation rates. The FDA has approved the injectable version, which my wife takes and she loves it. There's a nasal spray transportation rate. There's also sublingual transportation rate that you can utilize. Nobody usually gets negative side effects. The people that usually get negative side effects are taking too high of a dose and it makes them nauseous. That is the big effect that happens. You know, and research chemical sites and people who are buying from there, they have no idea what they're getting. So this is the problem. But if you take the correct dose, you're not going to have any of the negative side effects and you're going to get all the big benefits. If you guys don't know what PT-141 does, it's an FDA-approved libido enhancer. It was approved for HSDD, hyposexual desire disorder, for females, but works on males the exact same way. It works on stimulating the nervous system for the libido effect, creating true drive and libido effect and blood flow. So at that point, you're getting the best of both worlds with PT-141. You know, girls and guys, I'm telling you, and you don't have to take it every single day. This is something you take as a maintenance dose, maybe two times a week, and you're good to go. So, I mean, PT-141 is going to blow it out of the water. If you're a girl and you have problems having pleasure during sexual intercourse, this is going to be your go-to and savior. If you have a partner that is having problems in these areas, this is going to be a good go-to. And you guys, as couples, can take it together and enjoy and increase pleasure. So at that point, it's a win-win situation all the way across the board. All right? Hydroxyurea is you related to bodybuilding? It's only effective on about 40% of anxiety hydroxyurea. Oh, okay. All right. So, you know, as far as that goes, affects 40% of anxiety. I don't know. I haven't done the research on it, so I'm not even going to talk on that as far as that goes. Histamines are one thing, right? And that's like something if you get like allergies or whatever it is, or you have allergic effect, you're going to take that to get rid of. You know, so at that point, you know, if you need to take it, then it is what it is. But what are you taking it for anyway, right? Let me know what you're trying to take it for anyway. Because, I mean, I don't think there's a big effect as far as what's going to be going on there. Thoughts on fasted cardio in the morning than weightlifting in the afternoon? I think it's good. Hey, listen, you're warming up, you're burning calories. I've seen it, like, argued both points, right? Like, you should do weightlifting first, and then you should do cardiovascular exercise afterwards. And now, the thoughts on that was you know, because I ask everybody. Like, and I have, you know, what I think are some pretty knowledgeable people that have a lot of experience. One is Michael Hearn. He's 56 years old, been doing it a long time. I know plenty of other fitness people in the industry. You know, I talk to Big Drew or myself or anybody else out there, and I ask them because everybody has their own opinion on some different things. So, you know, one of the opinions on working out before doing cardiovascular exercise was, you know, hey, listen, you know, you don't want to do cardiovascular exercise because what's going to happen is you're going to be burning all that energy, and then when you go to weight training, you're not going to be able to give it your all, or you might be lifting with bad form because you're taking shortcuts because your body is tired, right, or fatigued. I can see that point. I can also see the point where, hey, listen, you warm up running, you're warming up, right? You're getting the body moving, every blood flowing, all that, and then you're going to train. So I think, you know, it's really what works best for you. And, you know, my big thing is to, you know, to try both ways possibly. If you're trying one way, you've been doing one thing continuously and it hasn't been working, then you know what? Change it up. Run it for 30, 60 days, see how it works then. And then at that point, you can make your decision about what works best for you and stick on that plan and then keep moving forward and drive and progress. I think that's the best way to do things, right? That's what I do, and that's what's worked best for me. And I know a lot of other people do the exact same thing. So that's what I would do if I were you, right? That's really about it, guys. I'm not going to cover too much more. I got to start getting ready here to get on a plane. So I just want to cover semi-glutide with you guys so you guys understood that, answer some questions for you. If you guys got any other questions, shoot them out to me. I'll answer one more. What about training 7 days a week? All right, so this one I know concrete for you. So you don't want to train 7 days a week. Now, listen, I'm all for it. I'm all for you wanting to be better, wanting to progress, wanting to build muscle, burn fat, be a better you, right? I'm all about that. But we got to remember that recovery plays a huge role in what we get out of our workouts and we get out of our stressful days and stuff like that as far as in the gym. And our body needs to recover. And I would say at least give 1 day for recovery. 1 day. I would say 2. But at that point, like, you know, there's people out there like, nah, man, no way. And, like, you know, I know a couple of people, like I said, Mike or Drew or somebody like that, they're like, no way, I'm not doing it. But even them, those guys, they understand that recovery plays a huge role in what they do in recovery, too. That's not just, hey, I'm just going to sit around all day. No, you get rest, you eat, you know, you let your body recover, right? But rest and sleep are going to be number one out of this. So, you know, if you can take Sundays off, take Sundays off. Now, listen, if you're going to the beach or the pool before Sunday, right, you've worked out 6 days, you want to get a pump, okay, go ahead, get a pump. Do like 50 push-ups, do a couple arm blasts, or whatever, right? And then you get that pump so you go out to the beach and you look right. But at that point, let your body rest. So I would say 6 days and then one off, you know? MK677, any fears or insulin sensitivity? So, no, I don't think so. You know, if you're taking 25 milligrams every day, and you're doing it for 60, 90 days tops, and then you have to get off, right? It's not something you continue to stay on. So this could happen later on, right? Other gear usages in play. So yeah, so I understand that too. So even if you're on gear, that means you're going to recover faster, 100%. And you probably maybe could work out 7 days a week, but I still think the 1 day of recovery is going to be super beneficial for you. I know times where I've went in my life and other people too, where it's, you know, they train so hard, let's say months and months and months. And at that point, like started getting a little burnt out or started getting a little sore in the elbows or joint areas, whatever it is. And they give themselves 1 week, whole week. That would drive me crazy a little bit, but I've done it. You go a whole week, give your body a rest, let it recover, and you actually come back stronger, you know? So at that point, that's really cool, you know? And so I understand the gear in play and will definitely help recover, definitely help you build quicker. But at that point, just me, in my opinion. And listen, if you want to run in 7 days, run it. See what happens. But for me, or my experience, and everybody else that I've been around that has been very successful in doing these things, they usually give a day rest. Okay. All right, guys. So that is it. I'm gonna cancel it out here. I appreciate all you guys joining me, especially just on a whim like this. Thank you so much. Listen, I might go live when I'm out. I have to go down to Miami. If I'm out there and I see something cool, whatever, I'm gonna go live with you guys. You know, we'll talk about some things, see what you guys think about what's going on, and kind of go from there. But I appreciate all you guys so much, man, all the support for Titan through the years and now. And I'm just going to bring you guys even more information and better things for you guys. I appreciate you guys truly. Thank you so much. And I'll see you guys next Tuesday, another Titan Talk Tuesday with me, John, CEO and founder of Titan Medical Center. Thank you, guys, and thank you guys for all the questions, and good luck on your guys' journey. Thank you.